Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranams. This is a recording of a translation class of Srila Bhaktivedanta Van Gosai Maharaj from Delhi on the 27th of September 2021 in the morning. The class is in two parts, lasting approximately 30 minutes. So Srila Bhaktivedanta Van Gosai Maharaj is offering his Dandavat Pranams to all the assembled Vaishnavas and to all the Guru Varga. So he's speaking from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 8, text 248. Rai Ramananda is asking questions to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sorry, it's the discussion of Rai Ramananda and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking,
Krishna bhakta viravina dukkha nahi dekhe paro. Yahan par hum log katha mein hum log shravan kar rahe the.
Here we were listening to in this past time.
Mahaprabhu ne pucha.
Mahaprabhu is asking and asked, Rai Ramananda, who is what is the best knowledge?
Krishna bhakti.
And the answer is given Krishna Bhakti. If in somebody's heart Krishna Bhakti can be awakened, this is the best knowledge. Kirti meaning just fame, glory. Fame and good fortune. What is that?
Krishna bhakti boliya jar hai khyati. Krishna bhakti.
Krishna bhakti is that.
Jaise Radha ji ki mata ji ke naam kya hai?
Shrimati Radharani's mother's name is what? Kirtida.
Kirtika Sundari.
Oh, Kirtika Sundari.
Kirti.
Kirti, meaning one who gives in charity.
Kirti da. Kirti means
just meaning fame, fortune. What is the best fame for good fortune? One who gives Radha Prem. That's why her name was given as Kirti da. Srimati Radharani's mother's name. Kirtida. In this way, Rai Ramananda is saying, what is the best fame and fortune? Krishna Bhakti. What of all the wealth? What is the best wealth? Krishna Prem. Whoever has Radha Krishna Prem, that is the person who has the most wealth.
Sampatti
In this world, so much suffering is there. What is that suffering? What is the worst suffering? That is the separation from the devotees. Why? Because by the association of devotees, we can get Bhakti Devi manifest in our heart. After many lifetimes of accumulated pious credits, and it's maturing only, then we can get the association of devotee of the Lord. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami Pad is saying, what is the greatest fortune is to have the human body. After 84 million species of life. After, for this reason, to achieve a human body is the greatest fortune. But even that, this body is perishable. Who knows when this body will deteriorate, disintegrate. Just like in water, we see bubbles. After when we put soap on cloth, maybe we do not do this. We don't do this. We don't put soap on the cloth. When we do, then you'll see bubbles forming. For after a short time, they burst. In the same way, the body is like that. So this body is very of great fortune, and that has been achieved after great endeavor, but it is also perishable. When it will disintegrate, disappear. What is more fortunate than this? To have the darshan of those who are the messengers from Vaikuntha, in other words, the devotees. That's why it is said, it is out of great fortune and rare that one can get the association of a pure devotee. When that arises, then that person engages in sadhu sangha. When the anarthas, unwanted desires in the hearts are still there, then that cannot be possible. Anger and other such qualities disqualifies them from receiving this sadhu sangha. Even though they are able to, they cannot appreciate it, they cannot digest it. The Lord arranges for this, but this association of saintly person is very rare.
Avante hit karna rasayana katha tajjo sanat asu apabarga bhartmani shaddharati bhakti ranukrameshati.
Saying Bhagavan Kapildev. Lord Kapildev. is telling his mother the last instructions in this shloka. The Lord Kapildev, he's taking sannyas, he's going to take sannyas. At that time, his mother, Devahuti, oh my son, what should I do? Please give some instructions, then go. Then Kapildev, the Lord, with a few shlokas, explained to her Tattva Siddhanta, philosophical conclusions. This shlok, by the path of karma and jnana, by following this path, it's like a desert.
Karma marga, jnana marga, kevala viser bhanda. Amrit valiya jikhai. Kadar ja bhakchan kare, nana jani hari rami mani. Nartam Das Thakur Prem Bhakti Chandrika Matei.
Nartam Das and Prem Bhakti Chandrika is telling us about this. And the path of karma and jnana, one may think it is a good place, good path. Kadarja meaning showing some signs of distress and austerity, but there's no good fortune coming from it. It still binds us in the cycle of repeated birth and death in the bodies of hogs and pigs and dogs. For this reason, abandon the path of karma and jnana and take shelter fully of the path of bhakti. And listen that very sweet pastimes of the Lord by which our heart becomes joyful. All the pastimes of the Lord are very beautiful and pleasing, but still we should listen to that katha, which is full of loving mellows between his devotees. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first chapter, this is being elucidated. If we don't listen to the sweet transcendental pastimes of the Lord, it is like the life of animals. Like a very hard-hearted hunter who is the killer of the soul. So we should always stay in the association of sadhus. It's not easy, but even if we do get that, we don't take advantage of it. So unfortunate. To have faith is an accumulation of many different lifetimes. Towards faith, towards Vaishnava's guru, it's a very, very fortunate condition. When they are close, we don't value that when they are close to us. Do we? No. when they leave this place, this material plane, what did I have and what have I lost? This lamentation comes. What has gone will not come back. No. Remembering Gurudev's pastime here. Gurudev, he used to go to the park when he was performing his illness pastimes. He used to go to this park. Rohini Nandan Prabhu was with him and asking him, Gurudev, he was asking Gurudev, Gurudev, bhajan and sadhan we cannot perform. When you go, will you come back for us? Gurudev says, no, I won't come back for you. Gurudev said directly, what should I do coming back just for you, or do I not have any other business, any other work? Then who will come? Yogmaya will arrange somebody who understands my mood and they will come. Your enthusiasm will be, is there, and your qualification is there, then arrangement can be made. The meaning is, if we don't take advantage of what we have received, then we'll be at loss. That person will take advantage whose Sukriti is fully mature and developed. This is what it is showing. So what should we do? We should collect our Sukriti. Listen to Bhagavad Katha. Then slowly, your Sukriti will be accumulated and matured. And if that is not, then Braj Prem will not manifest. By many lifetimes of Sukriti, we cannot get a Braj Raganuga Bhakti. These impressions, if we can get, by the price of greed, we should purchase it. Just to have that desire to listen, leaving your pride and false ego. By having this false pride and ego, it deprives us of sadhu sangha. What is the most dangerous type is that this identification with the body, that I am the doer, me, like a goat, me. Me. This false ego. That's why it is said to renounce his false ego. Naham vipro naham narapati. We should enter this shloka. If we do not enter into this shloka, the false pride and ego cannot be removed. Life after life, we will be at loss. So it is said, by this greatest suffering is the lack of association with the devotee. The pastime, the story of Ras Khan illustrates this point. He was a Muslim. But so much love and affection for the sweetness of Braj. So nice kirtan of Ras Khan. Surdas, Ras Khan. These personalities have a special position. So wonderful. One day, going from place to place, came and stopped at a shop of a person selling betel nut. And seeing a picture of Gopal, naked, almost naked, no shoes on his feet, look, and pointing to the picture, please, if you have one shoe for this Gopal, then I will take. He looks like a Muslim with Muslim dress. The shopkeeper was annoyed with him and sent him away. This mad person, go away. Asking for a pair of shoes. No, then still begging. And then from somewhere he managed to get a small pair of shoes. Panwala, they used to chase him away, thinking that he was mad. And then he began to cry. For Sham, where are you? Where can I find you? Like a mad person. Just for the desire to put shoes on the feet of Gopal, he was mad. Where can I find Sham so I can put some shoes? People were laughing at him. He's mad, they say. Go, they told him. Go to Vrindavan. You will find Thakurji there. Now we have, somebody speaks like this just out of to get rid of the person. But Ras Khan, he took this seriously and he came to Vrindavan with his shoes and came to the temple. The pujari chased him away. Why are you coming in the temple with shoes? Did not even give him darshan. He was very sad. Unhappy. Oh Sham, where are you? Come, wherever you are. Wherever you are, I will put these shoes on you. They threw him out of the temple and below, by the steps he sat at night and crying, still lamenting, where are you, Sham? Where are you? The pujari, 8:30, 9 o'clock, as they closed the temple, still, Ras Khan was sitting with his shoes. See how his determination of his heart. Where will I find Ganesham? Like this, it was 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night. Today, I will certainly, definitely put these shoes on Thakurji. Time was passing. He felt a little bit sleepiness. At that time, some jingling sound came, as if somebody is coming from outside of the temple. But he looked around, nothing could be seen. But there, he could see the Lord right in front of him. And he saw on his feet that he was bleeding. The Lord was bleeding from his feet. Then he began to cry, "Oh, my Lord, what is this? What is this blood on your feet?" Thakurji was completely barefooted. Such a wonderful life story of his. Very pleasing to hear. The Lord said, "I've come from a great distance, from Gokul." Thakurji also, you came barefooted all that way. Raskhan said, "I've come to wear the shoes you're going to offer me." So much affection raising in his heart. Raskhan himself, seeing the blood on the Lord's feet, he also began to cry and weep. There is one kirtan of Raskhan. Then Raskhan offered those shoes to the Lord, meaning to say how the Lord is thirsty, hankering to take the service of his dear devotees. To listen to katha, who will speak these sweet katha? So it is said here in this verse, there is no other unhappiness by other than the separation of the devotee of the Lord. Sanatana Goswami is saying of the different gradations of devotees. One is Jnani Bhakta, Shuddha Bhakta, Jnani Bhakta, Prahlad Maharaj, Shuddha Bhakta Ambarish Maharaj, Premi Bhakta Hanuman, Prempar Bhakta, Pandav, Prematur Bhakta Uddhav. And then above that is the glories of the crown jewel of all Brajavasis of Radha, the topmost devotee. To get the love and affection of Srimati Radhika is very rare. In Brihad Bhaman Puran, Bhrigu Rishi came in front of Brahma. "Please tell me something about Radha, if you have any experience of this." Brahma said in reply, "Here, Brahmaji himself is saying, "I cannot, it's very rare to get the foot dust of Srimati Radhika. 60,000 years I performed hard austerities. Still, I could not achieve this goal. It was not possible to achieve the her foot dust." Even not possible for Lord Shiva. Even for Lakshmi. To get Srimati Radhika's food dust is very rare.